T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiss 98.5 welcomes to the show Kiss the Summer Hello artist, Allie Brooke. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You know, low-key, we really want to get to know you, Allie Brooke.
Yes, I love it. I love that.
How's the morning going so far?
Oh, it's great. Thank you. How are you doing?
We're really great. We're so excited to have you at Kiss the Summer Hello. We knew you back in Fifth Harmony, and now we're excited to have you here in Buffalo again.
Oh, thank you so much, girl. Me too. I'm so excited, and I know it's going to be so much fun, and to be able to return there on my own is going to be really exciting. Thank you guys for having me.
So I'm thinking about your song. It's low-key, you should really get to know me. Before we play it, how many times did you play around with that sentence to get it just right?
Well, it's actually really cool because I had heard this song, and the song was already complete when I heard it. But it was written by several amazing songwriters, John Ryan, Julian Zunetta, Teddy Geiger worked on it, Neil Patrick, it's a whole team. So I'm actually not sure how long it took them to come up with that. But as soon as I heard it, I was totally hooked. And I loved that line in particular.
What's that magic moment where you know this song fits me? This is what I want. This is who I want to be. How do you pick that song?
Well, it's really cool because I had been working on music for so long. So for months and months, almost a year. And I was recording almost every single day, sometimes two songs. And it was a journey, like a real process to find my first single. And finally, like almost half of a year later, I heard Low Key. And as soon as I heard it, it was literally that magic moment where it was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I finally found my first single. It was so incredible. It was definitely a big moment for me.
What's it like when you hear it on the radio?
Girl, every time I get so excited. I always scream.
Allie, we are so excited for you to be in Buffalo on stage in front of our listeners.
Oh my gosh, me too. I cannot wait to see you all, and I definitely have something fun in store.
What do you want your fans to know about you, Allie Brooke?
I want them to know that I really love performing, and each and every time I get to meet them, it's something really special. And as I go into this new venture of me being on my own, me being a solo artist, I'm very appreciative of all the support and love that I've gotten, and I'm very, very happy. So thank you guys so much for all your support. Like, it really means everything to me.
How do you feel when you hear a Fifth Harmony song out there? Do you feel good? Do you miss that time? Are you like, I got new music too?
Whenever I hear it, it never gets old. It's pretty cool. It's like, wow, I was a part of that. And I always, like, if I hear Work From Home or Worth It or something, it's like such a surprise. And it's like, whoa, I was a part of that. And like, we have some bangers, so it's always really, really cool to hear our song. It's like, wow.
Allie, how do you make your ponytail so perfect?
Girl, that's because of my hairstylist. Shout out to him, Preston Wada. Uh-huh. I cannot do that on my own. Maybe one day.
Right.
But the girl, he knows how to snatch it.
I love it. Are you going to wear a high pony for Kiss of Summer Hello? Please do it.
Girl, because you asked for it, yes, I'm going to do it just for you.
So you're hanging out with all these cool songwriters. Who did you connect with most? Because you worked for a year on your album, and that's like a long time, and you talk about it being a journey, and it's so personal, obviously.
Yes.
Who did you really connect with, and now you're like a forever friend?
Oh, man, there's so many. Honestly, like, I've been very fortunate to come across some amazing writers who are also such great people and so much fun, and they really believe in me, which is something important. Gosh, I mean, I love the whole crew for Low-Key, and I love Madison Love. She helped write Lips Don't Lie, and I worked with her and Oscar Gores, who produced the record. I'm very blessed.
Growing up in Texas, I got to imagine you're a fan of Selena, like Selena, not Gomez Selena.
Oh my
gosh.
Do
you do any of her songs live?
Oh my gosh, you know what's crazy? Yes, I'm like her biggest fan. I love her so much. My fans know that. She's my number one inspiration. And it's really cool because I was able to incorporate her music in my set.
So wow.
You'll be seeing some of that in the show. And everybody, that's a fun moment because I'm able to pay tribute to her and connect it back to my roots. And also, the crowd usually goes wild when her songs come up. And that's a part where everyone dances. So it's very special.
Mexican heritage. Who in your family makes the best Mexican food?
Oh, definitely my grandma, like hands down. Whenever I go to her house, I have frijoles, which are beans, and huevos, and pork chops, and fresh homemade tortillas.
That is literally
the best thing in the entire world. But my aunts really know how to cook amazing Mexican food too, and my mom and my dad too, but definitely my grandma. Like, it all starts with her.
Sure. What's your family what is your favorite family tradition?
I love during Christmas time, we always have tamales. So we order from this really, really sweet woman. And man, they are the best tamales in the world. They have so much flavor, and it's really awesome because that's how you know the holidays are here, is when we order like 4 dozen tamales, or like 6 dozen actually.
right.
Man, so it always comes down to
it
food.
It does. Of course it does. So you're doing
right?
this tour now, Allie, and what do you see this year? Like, what do you want this year to be for you professionally?
Oh, man. Well, it's honestly, like, such a dream to be part of these radio shows, you know, because, like, they're not easy to get on, you know, and the fact that all these radio stations, including you guys, believe in me and support me in my solo career has been freaking incredible. But for the rest of the year, I mean, hopefully I can go on some sort of tour, and I would love to perform at different award shows and obviously, of course, put out more music. I can't wait to shower my fans with new music.
I really can't.
And yeah, there's a lot of goals, but I'm like taking it one day at a time, and it's really cool because each day is a new opportunity. So I'm very happy right now.
So how does it work in terms of hooking up with like another artist on a tour? Is it usually the friendship between two artists, or is it record company working it out? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's different ways. Sometimes it is like the friendship, and if you know an artist and your friends, like organically, it's like, hey, come on tour with me. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes artists haven't been able to meet each other, but like the label advocates for an artist and says, hey, you know, she'd be awesome for your tour, and then they get to know you and they put you on. So there's kind of different.
It's like all about the hustle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Allie, what would you like to say to your fans in Buffalo, New York?
Oh, guys, I love you so much. Seriously, you guys make me so happy, and thank you for supporting Low Key and my new single, Lips Don't Lie. It's such an exciting moment for me, and I feel very grateful, and you guys are the best fans in the world, and I can't wait to see you at Kiss this summer. Hello, baby. We're going to have so much fun.
Allie Brooke on Kiss 98.5. Low Key, Allie, thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.